Hey y'all, I'm Ashton, alcoholic. My sobriety date is May 7th of this year. I have a sponsor. My sponsor is a sponsor, all that fun stuff. And then my home group is right over there. It's Live and Let Live at 8 o'clock on Wednesdays. So what it was like, fun story, I was pretty much an alcoholic from the start. My first time ever drinking, my mom had like a big-ass bottle of Grey Goose in the freezer, and I was like, this looks like a shot glass, this will be fun. So I took 3 shots, and I was like, yeah, that's fun. Then I took 3 more shots. Then the bottle was gone. Then I got Baker-acted. And then after getting un-Baker-acted, I decided, this seems like a fantastic thing to make into a habit. So I did. When I was 15, started drinking at 15. Came to my first meeting when I was 16. My dad took me. He was a little bit mad that I was failing school and drunk all the time. That happened. My first meeting was here in February. So yeah. And then I've got about 5 white chips, I think, because I did not want to be here. And then my last relapse, I got like super scared because I like realized like, oh, I'm gonna die if I keep doing this. And like dying at 16 is kind of awkward. So I didn't want to do that. And then, yeah. So then I got a sponsor. Then another sponsor. And another sponsor. And now I have a sponsor. So it's great. I have a sponsor. I'm doing step 8, and it's fun. I love being wrong about things. I'm great at it. So that was a big thing for me, was ego. I very much like to joke, like, oh yes, I'm the best at everything, always, all the time. And apparently, I began to actually think that, and that's not good. Fourth step was kind of a little fun. Slap in the face, but it was chill. What was I gonna say? Lost my train of thought. So yeah, that was a big thing for me, was getting my ego right size, because I would either be like depressed and like, oh, I hate myself, I should die. And like, no, that's too small. Or I was like, I'm better than everyone, and that's too big. So now I try to be normal. I'm not great at it, but I try to be right-sized. And another thing I had to do a lot of was my third step. Because, like, I'm like, I have control issues, like a lot of alcoholics would. And so I get so freaked out when I can't control things. And giving it to God was a really big thing for me, and like really trusting in my higher power. I've gotten a lot better about praying. I have to pray a lot because I don't like to do my third step, but I do. So lots of prayer. Oh, fun story, a little sidetrack. I had like a really big thing about hating meditation and mindfulness. Because like I went to therapy since I was like 12. And so I was like, you want me to just sit there and like think about what I'm doing? I'm like, no, I will not do that. And so I was like, meditation sucks because it's just like mindfulness. And the other day, this was on Monday, I was like, what if I like meditated? And so I tried meditation and I called my sponsor and he was like, you know, that Herbert Spencer quote about contempt prior to investigation? And I was like, yeah. He was like, yeah. So yeah, apparently that was me, which is not ideal. So I meditated. I felt really connected to my higher power, and that was a really cool experience because, yeah. Fuck. What it's like now, we'll get to that part. I've been talking, have I been, I don't know. Now I can like pay attention in school because like calculus is really hard when you're blackout drunk. Like, that does not make any sense to me. And now I'm like, oh my God, I learned this. And like, have a conscious memory of learning this. And it's really cool. I'm a senior in high school. Woo. That's fun. Lots of having to make new friends, surround myself with people who cared about me and respected my sobriety, all that stuff. I'm so bad at this. Okay, I've got this. Okay. Now I'm doing a lot better in school, and another big thing for me was I have bipolar 2, so when I would drink, antipsychotics and mood stabilizers don't work when you drink a lot. So I was like losing my mind like every other week. So that wasn't fun. And now it's like I can be stable sometimes, and it's really weird. But I've definitely leveled out that. I'm doing a lot better mentally, because my biggest problem when I drank was like 10% of the time I would like get blackout, and then I like get super sad and try to kill myself, as 16-year-olds do. And so I only got Baker acted once though, which is I think is kind of impressive. Like, I got away with it. Like, yeah. And so now it's like 10% of my life, I don't want to kill myself, along with the other 90%. But it's like I'm very like happy, and it's like weird. So I'm like, I'm happy. Yeah. This sobriety has given me a lot. It's given me a really great support system, people I can talk to. And I'm so grateful to my school friends, because they, like, I was awful. I was like, you want me to stop drinking? I'm never talking to you again. Then I stopped drinking, and I'm like, hey, can I be friends with you again? And they were chill. They were like, yeah, sure. And so I have, like, a really great support system in school, a great support system here. My family is super supportive. Everything is pretty great, pretty solid. Now that I'm sober, before I got sober, my dad was like, yeah, I might cut you off. Like, you might not be coming to my house. Wednesday's never the weekend anymore. That might not be a thing. But it's a thing still, which is great, because I'm sober. I said a lot. That's not good. Fuck. So school good, friends good. And being reliable is also a super big thing. 'Cause like you told me something, everyone was gonna hear about it next party. Well, that was before everyone stopped inviting me to my parties, because you throw up on enough carpets at people's parents' houses, they don't want you there, because that's hard to explain. And then you throw up on your dad's carpet enough, he doesn't want you there. You know, it's reasonable things. And so you told me something, everyone was going to know. You wanted me to be somewhere, I wasn't going to be there. Because, you know, I wasn't allowed to drive, because my parents found out I was an alcoholic, and like, 16-year-old alcoholic shouldn't really be able to drive, so I can't drive. I couldn't drive, but I can drive now, and that's really cool. I like driving. It's pretty good now. It's not pretty good then. A lot happened. I had one more thing I want to talk about. Honesty. An honest program, yes. So I learned that half of your personality and fun little stories being a lie is bad. My sponsor told me that. And then he made me do this really fun thing where when I lied to people, I had to tell them, hey, you remember that thing I said? That was a lie. So that's what his sponsor made him do. I'm like, this is fantastic. I'm gonna cry. So I'm much more honest now, because I don't want to do that. That's not fun. And then being honest with myself is another big thing. And that goes back to the whole being right-sized, not telling myself I'm better than I am, not telling myself I'm, like, the worst, and, like, all that stuff. I don't know what else to say. Sobriety is pretty cool. Got a good amount of people in my school I'd like to introduce to sobriety, but we're not allowed to do that. I just have to be like, I've got a meeting I got to go to. And they're like, what meeting? I'm like, hey, let me tell you about it. No, but I can't hand out white chips to my old druggy buddies anymore. So, can't do that. But yeah. That is it. Thank you.